Today's June 4th, 2025. Current Bitcoin price is $105,043.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
Oh man, sorry, it's been a week that we missed.
Yep, Hans had a few things going on.
I got a little bit of some poisoning from some ill food.
Not good food.
Yeah, not going to say from where, but it was in Durango. And it rhymed with Evans Street East, and I don't know if that makes any sense to anybody, but...
not anybody except people from maybe Durango, Colorado.
Yeah, it wasn't a good time, man. That laid me out pretty good. Like today was the first day that I actually went back to work out. I felt fairly weakened for the most part. I probably could have started working out again on Monday, but it's like, you know, I'm going to give it a couple more days. Man, how are you doing?
A lot better than you.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
At least on the illness front, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good time. Good time. Last time we recorded, because that was almost, what, 2 weeks ago now? Almost exactly.
Yeah, it's getting close.
We're recording. We crossed that high threshold, got up to like that 100, high 111, 112 almost. If we didn't kiss 112. And then
where you got rejected,
we got the rejection, and you had kind of talked a little bit about that on the previous episode that there was somebody that was kind of looking for something on the 6th.
Yeah, he said June 6th roughly he was looking for a cycle low in Bitcoin to start loading up some more. It doesn't look too bad right now from when I said it,
right? Well, but I mean, it's still down $5,000, and if all of a sudden the new floor becomes $104,000, it's not awful.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. His thought is it's going to be the cycle low, and then he's loading up because he's thinking the price is going to go higher, and I'm hoping for that myself.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are. How are our theoreticals looking right now?
Okay, first theoretical purchase back in October 2023, $3,000 back then, but it bought you 0.0885 Bitcoin, and that now is worth, at today's price, $9,296. So, still more than triple.
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know if Bitcoin's ever going back to that price level, but yeah, it was definitely a good time to buy.
Yeah.
No, second theoretical purchase, April 2024, right at the halving. And Bitcoin was basically $64,000 at that time. And we just put $1,000 then, that would have netted you 0.01564 Bitcoin. And that is worth today $1,643. So you're still up 60%.
Hey, dude, that's still looking pretty good. Like last time we recorded what we were looking at. Okay. So that was on.
Well, it was like 1700.
Yeah. 1700. So, we're still looking pretty good. I mean, it's still not a horrible, horrible return. That one from October, though, was October 23. Is that what that was?
Yeah, October 2023. Yeah.
Yeah, that was just like, that's beautiful to see that $3,000 turn into the $9,296.
Yeah, but that's kind of when the bull really kicked in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when we noticed it. It looked like the rumors were confirmed that BlackRock was going to get the ETF, and it's never really looked back at that level again.
Yep. Yeah, no, that would have been a great buying opportunity at that time. When we look at the flows too, we recorded last on the 21st, and it looks like on the 22nd, that was when things were just going nuts. It looks like they almost had $1 billion worth of inflows on the 22nd. If we look at the charts there on the ETFs, and it's been fairly consecutive increases every day. Up until it looks like the 29th, we had outflows of $346 million. May 30th, we had $616 million. So I guess there's almost $1 billion there that got sold out. But June 2nd, $267 million. So then it looks like the 3rd, there was a $375 million inflow day. Right now, we're looking at a negative $197 million. But there was something that you brought up, which we had to pull up real quick. And it looks like BlackRock is actually transferring 4,113 Bitcoin back into Coinbase Prime.
Yes. And it kind of spooked a lot of the whale watchers because they're like, why are they sending them that much Bitcoin?
Yeah.
You know, are they looking to sell? I mean, what's the deal here?
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Speculation abounds.
I mean, that's all we have is speculation. I mean, some people are thinking, hey, maybe Coinbase is starting to run out of Bitcoin and BlackRock is shoring them up to keep the prices held down a little bit longer. Because I don't know. Who knows? This thing could go to the moon, but it may not happen yet.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I mean, when you think about it that way. And that's one of the big things that everybody's taken kind of from it from the internet is that they don't know why. But it kind of cooled off Bitcoin's price around the 112,000 mark. So it looks like the pullback has taken place. It looks like the move was made on, was it on the 30th? Yeah, May 30th, yeah. Making the largest single day outflow in the fund's history, which I'm still not seeing where they've sold all that off. So it's anybody's game. Some people are theorizing that they're going to buy Ethereum with it. Not sure at all.
I wouldn't, but you know, that's not me.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I'm kind of curious to see, especially now, you know, with that guy saying, you know, watch for the 6th and let's see what happens, after that. Cause I think, I don't know, man, like there seems to be a lot of support at this $104,000-$105,000 range. Like it seems like Bitcoin is kind of natural there right now. The weird thing, though, is that Bitcoin in a six-figure area, and it's still like the market's still just kind of, they're bored with it already.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Once you cross the threshold, then it's just old news.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and as crazy as it is, I mean, we are in six figures right now, and we're just like, meh.
It's only $104,000.
Only $104,000.
$105,000. It only went up to $112,000. I mean, and given, yeah, I mean, we still, like, this isn't, we're not at the cycle peak yet. And I don't know what that will look like. And we still don't know what the cycle peak will be. But I'm still expecting, like, we haven't seen those crazy, like, $10,000 days in a bit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I'm kind of eager for that.
My body is ready.
My body is ready. My mind is ready. I'm ready to partake. So it's kind of crazy. One of the other things I wanted to bring up too, and I thought this was kind of interesting, is California is looking to screw over their people over there. California just passed House Bill AB 1052, which would allow the state to seize unclaimed cryptocurrency held on exchanges after 3 years of inactivity. While this has raised concern among some crypto investors, experts argue that fears of permanent seizure are overblown. The bill ensures that unclaimed Bitcoin and other digital assets are not liquidated, but held in custody, allowing owners to reclaim them later. So California just wants to do you a service and take custody of your Bitcoin for you.
They're going to hold on to your Bitcoin for you. They'll give it back to you when it's crashed in price, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
50 pages of triplicate forms. You make one mistake on one of it, you're going to have to start all over again to get it back. Minus their holding fee.
Yes. Man, I mean, that's the thing. In California, everything is so expensive. They tax you to death. And there's basically all the infrastructure is falling apart. There's homeless people everywhere. And they just want more. They really do encapsulate the devourer because they don't really provide anything, but they just chew everything up.
Yeah. That's all they do. And I can't imagine, like, I mean, a better reason why you would want to self-custody your Bitcoin.
Yes. And speaking of that, you might want to look at a wallet that we have on our website. Especially if you're getting close to that 3-year mark on that exchange.
Jeez. Well, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's not, I don't think it's uncommon at this point for Bitcoin holders to be over 3 years. That's not even a full cycle.
That's not even close to a full cycle. Or I guess it's
relative
three
close.
Quarters of the way.
Yeah. But I'm like, really? 3 years? You would have, that means like you can't even have like long-term savings accounts. You got to constantly shuffle money around in California.
That's next.
Yeah. I don't know, man. California is something else. And then I think one of the last things that we kind of wanted to bring up today really was kind of about Elon Musk and what's taking place with Doge and the federal government there.
Yep, and Donald Trump.
Yeah, just in general. So none of the Doge cuts are going to be codified into law, it seems like. Is that correct?
So I understand it. He left, last week sometime?
Yeah, last week. He's still supposed to be serving as an advisor to Trump, but it doesn't seem like he's very happy with how things turned out. And I don't blame the guy. Like, he got drugged through the mud, working his butt off to try and get this stuff done.
Well, and his stock price for Tesla tanked during this time frame, especially with all the craziness that was happening.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would be so deflated if I was that guy. Like, and he even, I think there was a post where somebody was just like, well, you know, we appreciate you, Elon, even if you weren't able to succeed. And he's like, I did my best. But it's like, it shows you the swamp won.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of hope, I think, going into this with Elon doing that, that he'd really be able to hopefully curtail some of the government spending, but doesn't look like that happened.
My also hope was that Vivek could be there to assist him. Yeah. You know, he had some weird Twitter rant, you know, sometime before the new year that basically got him cut off from participating in that at all. Matter of fact, I haven't even seen anything from Vivek since.
He's running for governor of Ohio? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's the state he's from.
Okay.
Him and J.D. Vance.
So, yeah, I was floored by that whole, I don't know. I really feel sorry for Elon. I think he tried to do his best, and I don't think he was a Nazi or anything else. But anyways, parts of that was called out by Brian Armstrong, because Brian Armstrong recently tweeted about the growing national debt, which is projected to reach $36.9 trillion in 2025, which is a ridiculous number. Could undermine confidence in the U.S. financial system. He argues that if Congress does not take action to reduce the deficit, Bitcoin could gain traction as an alternative reserve currency. And apparently Elon Musk supports this outlook, reposting Armstrong's warning and criticizing government overspending. Musk has also pointed out that the excessive spending could lead to financial collapse, reinforcing Bitcoin's potential role as a hedge against instability.
And just a reminder, Brian Armstrong is the CEO.
Yeah, CEO of Coinbase. Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, this is coming from, you know, a good source, and Elon retweeting him. I mean, that's the thing. If there's not going to be any government cuts, and matter of fact, there's going to be $2 trillion of deficits added with this new bill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
They are begging to crush the value of the dollar.
Yeah. I mean, money printers are going on. Whether you realize it or not, the money printers are coming online, right?
Yep.
And they've been online. They've never turned off.
They just slowed down for a bit.
And Elon posted the other night, I think it was, I don't know if it was Monday night, Tuesday night, about the disgusting abomination, which was the big, beautiful spending bill.
Yep.
He's like, we're making America going to go bankrupt. That's all there is to it. He went to Twitter calling for voters to remove politicians who supported these electors. White House officials were reportedly caught off guard by Musk's harsh remark, despite previously discussing the bill with him. But this isn't the first time he's opposed it. He previously expressed disappointment with the legislation, arguing that it worsens the budget deficit, which is undoubtedly true. And I wonder, do you think at some point Elon may just openly be like, all right, yeah, you guys need, everybody needs to start buying Bitcoin?
I think that is going to come at some point, because I see the government continuing business as usual until they can't. And when they can't, they're going to do a crazy print. I mean, we think that the money printers are going now. COVID's going to make this next one look pretty minuscule, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I mean, what are they saying right now? Like the interest on the national debt is already eclipsing the defense budget.
Yeah. It's over $1 trillion a year now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the biggest item on our budget is just paying, servicing the debt on the bill. It's not paying any, down any principal on it, just paying the interest on it.
Yeah, and I mean, and, you know, it's kind of crazy when you think about it because, yeah, you know, they could inflate away the debt. But what that does is that's going to make your dollar so worthless.
Yeah, that's what the Weimar Republic in Germany did, you know, between World War I and World War II. And that didn't work out for the people there.
No.
Especially when the kids were playing. They were like stacking it up like a pyramid because all those paper notes were so worthless.
Yeah. It's terrifying when we look at that. And I had, like I said, and I had so much hope. And I think Elon really believed he was going to be able to make a difference. And I think they had said that had they codified the Doge cuts that he had, they said over 6 years, it would have saved like 1.2 trillion or 1.4 trillion, which isn't horrible. I mean, it wasn't the 2 trillion that he talked about, but that still would have been a nice little chunk of change that would have helped. I mean, there's no two ways about it. Like, it was going to take more than just Doge. Like, it was going to take a few things, but at least it was a step in the right direction.
But we're not getting that. So, and I think Elon's pretty messed up. Pretty bitter about that. I mean, I would be if I was in his position. And that's kind of one of the things when I went on Rogan's show right before the election.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think it might have even been on election day. He went on Joe Rogan and he talked about we need to get this spending under control because, you know, if we keep financing this and just printing money like crazy, we're going to kill the value of the dollar. And if the dollar goes, so does our country.
Yeah.
And that's not the only thing I've heard. I mean, I saw Warren Buffett actually is basically retiring, and he spoke sometime last month, and he was talking about the fact that governments tend to abuse their power with the currency, and when they do, you know, they kill their currency, and that's his biggest fear. He's not obviously a big fan of Bitcoin, but he is pushing people to go for gold and silver.
Yeah,
and I think... I can't disagree with that, but I also add Bitcoin to that portfolio.
Yeah,
myself.
I think, and again, we can't give you actual financial advice, but you want hard assets. You want gold. You want silver. You want Bitcoin. You want things that are scarce. You want things that will appreciate in value against the dollar.
Yep. Speaking of that, Jamie Dimon, bringing this up kind of after the fact, but he said sometime last week that he was actually suggesting people procure lead with how things are going. And I'm like, man, he's like, don't get Bitcoin. I mean, it might work out, but you need lead first. I'm like, geez, that's not a good sign.
No.
So there's a lot of warning signals from people who know what they're talking about as far as finances go, that this course is untenable and something's going to break.
Yeah. Yeah, and it just seems to keep on expounding on itself. Like, and there keeps on there. If you pay attention to the economic news, there's little cracks all over the place that are appearing. And you know, it's like it is terrifying, especially with this game of chicken with the tariffs that we've got going on. Which I mean, over the long term, possibly. Like, the only other thing that Elon could do would we would have to have a technology productivity boom. And maybe the Tesla Optimus bots could do that. Because at that point, you know what happens is we bring back basically slave labor.
I want to go play that video game, Detroit. Did you ever play that
I
one?
played part of it. I don't think I ever finished it, but I know which one you're talking about with the AI robots or
Yeah.
whatever.
Yeah, it was the robots, and you actually play as a robot investigating, and it's you should go finish it, 'cause that's all I'm saying. But we're basically living that reality here shortly,
Yeah.
and it scares the living crap out of me.
Well, I mean, that's like really, if you can, that's you either have to increase taxes, you have to do a combination of things, right? Like you either have to decrease spending, increase taxes, or do both of those things. You can try and inflate it away, which was going to cause hyperinflation, which isn't good for anybody. Or you can have just a crazy productivity boom. And the only way to really get that big of a productivity boom is by slave labor. And the only way to get that slave labor nowadays is by robotics.
Well, and here's another conundrum that brings is if we brought robotics online, what kind of jobs are getting slashed first?
Everybody's jaw.
Well, it's a lot of jobs. The only jobs that are not going to be, are basically going to be safe from that are basically blue collar jobs where you have to
Repair.
run plumbing. Yeah, plumbing, air, AC repairs, and all that stuff. I mean, that's something I don't know if you can outsource that to a robot yet.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's a scary time, man. That's all I can say. I don't know how that looks, but it's like, it's so funny because that sounds so far-fetched and so sci-fi, but that's what we're heading towards.
No, it's around the corner. I wouldn't want to be a truck driver
No,
right
absolutely
now.
not.
I mean, that's going to be one of the first things, especially if they can get a robot to like load up the goods and then they just rest on the truck drive to the next stop, unload, and it can. I mean, I think that's one of the first jobs to go. And taxi drivers, Ubers, Lyfts, you're going to be replaced shortly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I hate to say it, but I think a lot of coding is going to go away.
Oh yeah, accounting.
Accounting. I mean, programmers, like in general, like once you get to the point where AI can program itself, and I know I don't want to go down too far down this rabbit hole because this is a Bitcoin podcast, but did you hear about Anthropic's AI?
I've heard about it, yes.
Well, it apparently whenever they tried to dismantle it
Shut it
or shut
down.
it down. Yeah. Like that it tried to blackmail the head engineer. It tried to create a worm of itself that it could release out into the web so that way it could reconstitute itself away from being shut down. And then it tried to leave notes for itself as they bring other ones online on how to outsmart us.
Oh, it's gonna they're gonna outsmart us sooner than later.
Oh yeah. You,
Yep.
but you've got to stop. Like, if you got to figure out what the hell's wrong with that code if it's trying to do that. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it really is sentient and it's going for self-preservation.
Well, if it is
And
sentient, then,
I don't know if you can fix that.
well, can we enslave them at that point? Is that okay? Or is that going to be?
That sounds pretty evil.
Oh,
But
man.
let's be realistic. They enslave us, or not even enslave us. They just get rid of us. They're like,
We don't need you.
you bag of bones. Yeah, who cares?
So, yeah, anyways, we kind of derailed there, but
We did.
yeah, we are heading towards an economic cliff. We're Thelma and Louise style, only it's more like a war machine from Mad Max where we've got the big semi going and we're just hauling ass to the cliff edge. So, I don't know how we're going to fix this.
I don't know, but just like I said, get yourself a Bitcoin wallet from our store or from our links. You actually get it directly from the vendors. We have an Alipal and a Ledger. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. Alipal and Ledger. They've got some new
So,
ones out
and
there.
do
So,
not let California get their mitts on your
yeah, do
Bitcoin.
not leave it
Get it
on an
off
exchange for
exchange.
3 years. Jeez, oh, Pete. They will find any which way they can to screw you over. Anyways, sorry for the doom and gloom. Hopefully, next episode will be like 120,000 or something like that next week. We'll see.
Yep, and then we'll just be all happy go lucky all over again. Who knows?
Doom
Who
and gloom at
knows?
105,000. Oh man, so awful.
We're bipolar.
We are. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.